Hi, Dr. Michael Warren here with Module 5 of the Jumpstart Your Practice online program. And in this module, we are going to be covering the basics of reputation management and some of the most common questions that I see over and over again while lecturing at various conferences are the following. How would I know about a review that's been made about my practice? If we go online, are we not opening up ourselves to receive more bad reviews? And if there is a review, what should I do about it? And how do I protect myself, my staff, and my practice from those potentially slanderous reviews while providing a balanced, honest opinion and feedback for our practice? Before going any further, I'd like to cover some insightful data that will really set the stage for why reputation management has become an integral mix into the veterinary marketing formula. It has been shown that 67% of consumers now read online reviews. And I was just speaking with a practice owner who studies this very carefully within his clinic, and he cites online reviews as a major force behind his new client acquisition. And a further statistic, 69% of consumers now trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. The veterinary profession has always been a word-of-mouth industry, and it always will be, but now that word-of-mouth phenomenon is going online. And as we all know, it can be very frustrating to try to respond to reviews as they happen when you have no knowledge of when they were posted or who they were posted by. So it's extremely important that you and your practice are able to monitor the conversation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and have a strategy in place for what to do when those reviews come in. And of course, not all reviews are bad, it's just these are the ones that are most painful for veterinarians. And finally, 49% of consumers say that they are more likely to use a business that has positive reviews. So what's our first step? Well, we have to take a snapshot of what current reviews are about you and your practice right now. And the best quick and dirty way to do it is to follow this formula. Type into Google the name of your practice, your state or province, and then the words veterinarian review. This will provide you with robust search engine results showing you the vast majority of the reviews about your practice. I recommend copying and pasting these reviews where they were located into a Word document, and this is going to be your snapshot about what is currently being written about you and your practice. Now, the question on the top of everyone's mind is what happens if you find a negative review? And an important point is that every business will receive negative reviews. If you're operating with a substantial number of clients, which every practice is, it is inevitable that there will be those few clients that won't receive the customer service, won't receive the communication that we strive to provide for the rest of our clients. And often these will then show up as the negative reviews. So the first step is not to be emotionally offended by these reviews, but to be able to apply this strategy and conceptual framework to solve the problem. In this example, this is a real review that, of course, I've changed the name of the veterinarian. And I'll quickly read it out loud. Dr. Doe takes pride in gouging the senior population with terrible veterinary bills, taking advantage of their loneliness and dependency on their pets. Dr. Doe demands outrageously high prices for services that make no sense. Procedures on very old pets, imaginary diseases that need shots, exposing pets to unneeded vaccinations, and their loving owners to provide payment for them. The clinic staff are rude and will hang up on the phone on customers if they don't get their way. Be aware. I can only imagine the poor staff members that were on the phone with this individual. Clearly, there was a frustration or communication breakdown between the veterinarian and this client, and now this review is one of the primary things that a potential client will be coming across when searching for this practice. So before we jump into the strategy as to how to reply to a review such as this one, let's discuss the three types of reviews. The first category of reviews are those that are neutral or positive. Of course, our practice doesn't mind these, and the more your practice can foster these positive reviews, the more balanced perspective that your potential clients will be reading about your practice. The next category are those reviews that are just negative. So this could be complaining about the wait time in your exam room, or that somebody within your practice was rude. It does not contain any slanderous or offensive language, but it is just pointing out some breakdown within your practice. It is this category that we are going to have to respond with online and directly to the reviewer. And finally, the third type is malicious or offensive language. As soon as you see a review that can be interpreted as slanderous, this is your opportunity to have that review taken down. And how do we do this? Well, simply by flagging it as inappropriate on the website. You see, it is within the best interest of these review sites that they have a self-policing mechanism, so that if people read these types of reviews that have this sort of foul or offensive language, they can then be immediately removed. So through flagging these types of reviews, it is a great method for having them taken offline. And if you do flag them and they're not removed, the unfortunate next step is to go the legal route by having your lawyer draft a letter and sending it to the website company. All of these websites have a system in place to be able to facilitate this type of legal action. And many times, just having the letter from your lawyer will motivate them to take action. Now let's focus on those purely negative reviews that we can't use the offensive language or the slanderous nature to have them removed. So what are the four do's for responding to an online review? Well, the first do is to listen and take ownership. This immediately disarms the reviewer and shows everyone that you are there to listen. This can take the form of, "Hello and thank you for your review, as I know that whatever the problem is can be quite frustrating. Immediately, if I had a problem with your practice, I would relax, because you're acknowledging the issue and you're now present to be able to listen to my grievance." The second do is to show that you are taking action. So for example, you could say something along these lines: "After your review came to our attention, we held a team meeting to further understand and prevent such a scenario from happening again." It is important to understand that there are two different audiences for your response. The first is, of course, the reviewer, but the second is the potential client that's reading this review to try to evaluate if they want to come to your practice. Through showing that this problem has been solved because of the review, they now know that they won't face the same issue. And the reviewer feels satisfied because something has actually happened. So the second step for a response is to show that you are taking action to solve the grievance within the review. Thirdly, offer further communication offline. So in many scenarios, once you do the first two steps, explaining that a policy is now in place, you can then offer the reviewer to call to explain the new policy that you have now created. Often through this offline communication, the reviewer will go back and update the review, either changing the star rating or explaining that you as the veterinarian reached out to them and that now they're satisfied. This is so much better than just leaving that negative review unresponded to. And finally, write to your prospects. This means that through the review, and especially at the end, really emphasize the sincerity of yourself and your staff through explaining why you take this review so seriously, in so much as you have a team of passionate animal lovers, and that is why you take this review so seriously. This will help that potential client to really get an insight into the positive aspects of your practice instead of just the negative components of the review. So if we take a step back and we look at this framework, you're going to first listen and take ownership, show you're taking action so your potential client won't face the same issue, offer further communication offline, and write to your prospects emphasizing the why behind your practice. Write these principles down and just put them in a file. When that negative review comes, and it will, you can simply pull this out and use this as the basis for your response. And the four don'ts for responding to a negative review. The first don't is to never, ever respond with emotion. This is so easy to say and so hard to do, because these reviews really impact us personally, and it's a real challenge to not respond viscerally. I recommend that when you read a negative review, to just wait. And once you've written your response, to allow your family or other members of your team to read it first. And this brings us to don't number two: never be defensive. It is all too easy to accidentally come across defensively. And remember, in an argument, nobody wins. If you win the argument, you're really going to lose because everyone reading the review is going to consider you standoffish. And if you're defensive and the reviewer comes back and says something additionally, it's just going to make matters worse. So make sure your review cannot in any way be misconstrued as defensive. And the third major don't for responding is never discount for reviews. A temptation is to offer coupons or discounts to encourage positive reviews. This might seem like a good idea, but it can absolutely backfire, as those that write the negative reviews can find out about the discounting and then use that as a character attack. So there are strategies where we can encourage positive reviews, but never through discounting. And finally, never write your own reviews. Unfortunately, a number of practices that I've consulted with have confessed to writing their own reviews, just out of frustration by everything that they were reading. And again, this is a big no-no and something that you absolutely must avoid. So with the four do's and the four don'ts as your framework for responding to a negative review, how are you going to monitor the conversation and know when one of these types of reviews, positive, neutral, negative, or malicious, actually occur? Well, you're going to use what's called Google Alerts. And this is a free service by Google that you can use to get an email whenever anything is referenced about your practice name, your veterinarian's names, or other practices within your area. There's a tool within the toolbox that's going to walk you through exactly how this is going to work. And I'll highlight it at the end of this module. Through taking 5 minutes to set up Google Alerts at the end of this video, you will always be on top of monitoring the conversation about you and your practice. So I'd like to now share with you what I call the reputation prophylaxis. Because the counterintuitive reality is that if you are not online, you are extremely vulnerable to these negative reviews. And why is this? Well, Google will return search results of something. And either this is content that you're in control of, or it's reviews from these review sites. So the more active you can be online, the more you are going to be able to protect yourself and your practice against these types of reviews. They will still be there, but the chance of them coming up as the primary result about your practice will be significantly reduced. So how do we actually go about this? I use the acronym SCALPEL. So go ahead and write SCALPEL vertically on your piece of paper. The S stands for social media. Facebook, for example, is a great way to generate content about your practice. And this will inevitably be one major component that potential clients will come across when reading reviews. And it's one thing to see a couple of old, potentially negative reviews and nothing else about the practice, and it's an entirely different situation to see a couple old negative reviews and then a flourishing community on Facebook. To see hundreds or even thousands of people that support a clinic really goes a long way to show that this practice is doing everything right. C is for customer service. The unfortunate reality is that if you are finding a number of negative reviews about your practice, then you should take a look at your customer service to see exactly where in the customer experience these reviews are being generated from. A is for Google Alerts, and that's what we just covered, to make sure that you are listening to the conversation all automatically, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. L is for listing verification. In Module 3A, we covered the importance of claiming citations. And if we remember, a citation is basically one of your online listings in a review site. What this enables you to do is to really craft the image that your practice is portraying. So instead of just having a line item about your clinic, you can have compassion-focused imagery along with a custom paragraph about your clinic. This goes a long way of putting your positive foot forward and really showcasing your clinic to potential clients and potentially to those that could be disgruntled. To see a passionate team interacting with animals can greatly offset a potentially negative disposition. And another benefit is that when a review is made, you will get an instant email, not only from Google Alerts that will find the vast majority of these reviews, but also from that review site directly. This is just a second mechanism to make sure you are on top of the conversation. P is for press releases, and this is a great way to create positive content about your practice that can always be there to balance any negative reviews if they do happen. E is for an engaging website with a blog. As we covered, your website is the foundation of all of your client engagement efforts, and especially with your potential clients. And the engine behind that website is your blog. So through writing blog articles, you will be able to produce content that those potential clients will be able to find. And L is to learn local regulations about what is acceptable and not acceptable in terms of online reviews, as many states and provinces have different nuances about this subject. And so what are the most common mistakes that I see practitioners making over and over again, and how can you really avoid them? The first is not knowing. So you're going to be able to solve this through setting up your Google alerts. And the second is not caring. And this philosophy that the online review isn't that important is unfortunately becoming very misguided. As painful as it is, we have to care about these online reviews, as this is the cornerstone of your practice's online reputation. And thirdly, not acknowledging. If you put yourself in a potential client's shoes, and there are a number of neutral, positive, and negative reviews about a clinic, and there's no response to those negative reviews, you will just assume that that same problem, that same issue is still going on in the clinic. And if they have a good point, you might opt to go somewhere else. So it's important that you have a strategy for response. Okay, so what are you going to do right now to be able to protect your practice? Well, firstly, put in the veterinary review formula. So that's the name of your clinic, your state or province, and the word veterinarian review, and take a snapshot of what you find. Secondly, go to the toolbox and set up your Google Alerts. You will find that the process is laid out in a very step-by-step fashion, and it will only take you 5 minutes to do. And this will be what will keep you in the loop for years to come. And finally, just file these notes away. And if you come across a review that requires a delicate response, pull them out and use them as your framework for success. This takes us to the conclusion of the Jumpstart Your Practice online program. My hope is that these strategies are really your conceptual framework, and that each practice will be able to take them and adapt them, creating something entirely new. Each module has been developed through experience with hundreds of practices, and these strategies have been proven to be successful over and over again. And if at any time through implementing these techniques you have any questions, just email phpjumpstart@dvmelite.com. Best of luck, and I look forward to meeting you at a conference in your area.